Good morning and welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you're having a great morning as we kick off in the Word of God. If you enjoy these devotionals, I want to encourage you to like, subscribe, share, comment. You know, the reason why we do them is because we understand that until you change the heart of the public square, you won't have changed policy, changed cultures, changed peace in our life where we can have the Prince of Peace dwelling inside of us. So share these out with your friends, comment on them, you know, share your own Bible verses for the day as well would be really powerful so that we can begin to just really see change in our hearts. And most importantly, live out the Word of God each and every day in the public square. Today's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 through 34. It says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." So the reality is, there's not two masters we can serve. We can't serve, I want to be liked by everyone. I want everyone to, you know, somehow embrace me and serve God. I can't take wealth and say, I'm going to serve wealth and God, or power and God. The fact is, you can only serve one master. You'll be loyal to one or the other. So if you're virtue signaling and you're trying to get everyone to like you and you're living that way, I want to encourage you that serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He alone is the only true God. All the rest is idolatry. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? I think this is incredibly important because we can get so wrapped up in, you know, finances or clothing and all the things that of this world, cars and, you know, whether electric cars or we have a solar house or we have all the, God knows exactly what we need and when we need it. We do not serve a chaotic God. We serve a God who loves us and cares for us and knows our needs even before we ask. Look at this. Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into the barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they are? I love this. You are so much more valuable than a bird, and God cares about you. He loves you, and he wants to go into this world with you and know that you are making a difference with your neighbor by truly loving them as you go. Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? Can you add an inch to how tall you are by worrying? No. Nope. Nope, nope, nope. You will not add anything to your life through worry. So why do you worry about your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Think about the lilies of the field. Aren't they beautiful? And God is the one that clothes them. Now, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. What does this mean, the Gentiles seek? Well, one of the things to understand is that the Gentile world is one that seeks after the things of this world, you might say the Babylon world. These are non-Jewish people. You know, I happen to be 1% Jewish, but I don't consider myself a Jewish person. I simply know that, I'm a Gentile. So why am I saying this? I'm saying this because we can seek after Babylon, we can seek after the things of this world, or we can be seeking after our Heavenly Father. For your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. God knows what you need. And so running after these things and trying to make sure, well, if I say that, I might be fired. I like to say this, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego got fired, and God was with them in their firing. So seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We need in the public square where we seek God's kingdom first and God's righteousness first, no longer living for ourselves and saying it's my own emotions and my own desires or my own thoughts that are going to take precedence here, but it's going to be the glory of God and living for his the attention to be upon him and his righteousness. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own troubles. Every single day we may have troubles. Okay. God's still in control. God is still in control. So, what's our hope today? Our hope is that you will serve the one true God, the living God, the one who every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I want to give you a blessing. Again, if you enjoy these devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. It really does help the algorithms. And if you haven't joined in partnering with FPIW or FPIW Action in a financial gift monthly, we really could use that. Our monthly donations are how we survive, so I would encourage you to do that as well. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. May this be a day that God's glory goes before you, that you recognize that God is your provider, that he takes care of you. May you be blessed by him with his grace, mercy, justice, and that you may experience God's perfect peace. God bless you. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.